Father, we thank you we can gather in your name, Lord, and we want to just lift our eyes and our focus on you and thank you for this day you have given us and such a great day. Tomorrow, in a way, probably one of the biggest funerals that has ever been in this nation. And so many hearts kind of thinking of you right now, and we just pray for a great harvest of souls and you would be honored, you would be glorified. And Lord, as we know, a huge amount of our government leadership will be at that one place, and what a target for the enemy, it seems to me, to wipe out the cabinet, the president, the vice president, most of the Congress in one location. But Lord, we trust you. And you will protect your people. So lead us and guide us this morning as once again we look to the Bible for prayers, for understanding, and really for application as well. So guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are in the book of Numbers today. Excuse me. We'll be in Numbers for a few times. But this is the first prayer that I really found in Numbers, or at least it's the one I have shown here. Now, Israel has just made their first journey, organized with the 12 tribes in the order that was given to Moses. We know they will lead with Judah. That's the long stem of the cross. If you kind of think of, there's three tribes up north and three tribes to the left, three tribes to the right, and three tribes down below. And the long stem is the bottom of the cross, really. That actually is the one leading when they start to move. So it's kind of like the cross leading foot first, so to speak. And we see that the tabernacle is in the midst of the 12 tribes. And it will also be leading at a time. In this first march, it led out first. And this is the first march they've had where they continued on. So they continued on this march, first one, for 3 days. It was begun by the silver trumpets blowing. And they went out according to their order. And they were led by the cloud at night. I'm sorry, by the cloud of day and the pillar of fire by night. And so now at the end of the third day, everything stopped because the pillar and the cloud has stopped. And now we have the prayer given to the nation of Israel. This is how you're to pray when the ark comes to the stop. Rise up, O Lord. Let your enemies be scattered. And let those who hate you flee before you. And when it rested, he said, return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. So this is the prayer that the nation of Israel was to pray. The first part, verse 35, rise up when the march began. And then when it stopped, they were to pray, return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. So I think that's a good prayer for us. And I think we can even bring it on down to not just a march in our case, but into every morning. Every morning to pray, rise up, O Lord. And what are we asking him to do? Let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies be scattered. And let those who hate you flee before you. So there's always been enemies. There always will be enemies until our Lord returns. And then we'll really have enemies big time for a few years, but we won't be here. We'll be in heaven with the church. But notice the nation of Israel is being formed in the presence of enemies. They're not being sheltered. Their first 300 plus years was in slavery, starting from a very small group of maybe 75 people. Now they've grown to over 1 million, and there's probably more like 2 million in the group at this point in the march because it's got the kids and it's got everybody and even some mixed multitude there as well. So notice you have enemies, we have enemies, and we think that maybe the enemies are now going to subside because of some great things happening, right? Oh, we woke up as a nation maybe, and boy, things are going to be much different. Well, go back 24 years and see how much different they are today than they were 24 years ago, say the week before 9/11 versus today, and you'll find we've still got enemies, right? In fact, I think we got maybe louder enemies than we had 24 years ago. And I think our spiritual state as a nation is not better, but probably worse. So things are not going to get better enemy-wise. Your enemies are going to grow heavier and louder and more deceptive than ever before. So we need to be in His Word, and we need to be praying each day to be filled with the Spirit and to be aware of, as He told us in the model prayer, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive others. Lead us not to temptation, or don't leave us in places of temptation, but deliver us from evil, right? And so we have that daily prayer in the model prayer, and we have it here in the book of Numbers, I believe. You could apply it anyway. Rise up, O Lord, let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. Now, how about the end of the day? How about the end of the journey? Notice what it is given to us here, very, very simply, return. Now, that word really has a connotation of restore and turn. Restore and turn. In other words, we've been walking, right? We've kind of been out, maybe in our case, out in the world for the day. Now the day is over, and we want to ask Him to restore us, to turn us back to Him, right? I mean, restore us back to Him. We don't want to end the day with all kinds of trash in our mind. We don't want to end the day with all kinds of turmoil that we're looking at and grappling with and so forth. But we're to say, return, O Lord. This is Yahweh. Return, O God, O Yahweh, Jehovah. Return, O Yahweh. And notice the emphasis here on the many thousands, many thousands. That literally is tens of 10,000s in the original Hebrew. It means too many to count, really, is what it means. So return to us, believers, now, in a way, Lord, too many to count, too many to count. Now, we also had this fellow Hobab in here, who is really Moses's brother-in-law, I believe. And Moses will invite him to join in. Now, he's not an Israelite. He is on the outside, a Midianite, really, Joab's son. But he's invited in. And he's given some promises, too, as Moses says, join us. Moses told him two things, inviting him in because we need you. And obviously, the blessings that are yours if you are with us. So this is a great challenge, I think, for us, and a great invitation for us to be inviting unbelievers into the fold, right? And what a day to think about this, with this huge crowd joining tomorrow there for the funeral. You know, the main part will be in the football stadium. I think it holds 65,000, but there's a baseball stadium next to it, or park and all. And I understand they have over 300,000 RSVPs for that funeral. Can you imagine that? So how many of them are going to show up, or maybe get discouraged when they hear the big numbers? But there'll be lots of people there. President will be there. He'll be a speaker. I have a list here on the back of the sheet who the current speakers are. There's a whole bunch of them on there. We'll pray for them before it's over. But we have a great thing of inviting the Hobabs tomorrow and every day. But we want to be inviting them every Saturday morning too, right? And in prayer and individually too, if that works. But there's such great blessings for the unbeliever if they would just repent and turn, right? And they can live their whole life and their whole eternity apart from the Lord if that's what they choose. And we don't want to see that happening, obviously. So return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel. And so since we're adopted in, we could say to the many thousands of believers, untold numbers, we pray. So that's the prayer for today. Father, we thank you for this reminder of how to begin a trip or the day and how to end it or at night. Looking to you, Lord, looking to you. That is the important thing. So guide us now, fill us with your Spirit, and lead us in this time of prayer as we would be led by you, because in a way we don't know what to pray as we ought, but we know you have been given to us to intercede with us, for us, and really to teach us too and how to pray. So lead us now in this time of prayer, we ask in Jesus' name. Wanted to just close here, getting closer to the close anyway. As we think of the return to Lord to the many thousands of Israel there, we also go all the way to the end of the Bible, and it tells us, even so come, Lord Jesus. So yes, just as a reminder to the unbelieving hobobs that we need to invite, just wanted to read these several verses here. We call it the Romans Road. You know them well, but it's just so good to have these in your mind firmly. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Mm-hmm. Romans 5:6, for when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Just think of that. That's the only one in all of history ever has been, ever will be, died. All these other religious leaders and everything else, nobody died that somebody else might live. He's the only one. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And then those three verses in Romans 10, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we say amen. So I don't know how many of those scriptures you have written in your heart, but it's good to have them there because they're so key, aren't they? Beautiful. Let's just go around the room and each one. We've got 12 speakers here listed. There may be more, but this is already what the list was as of the last one I could get. So let's just each take a name and just mention that name as we go around. And Anne, why don't we start with you and come on around. Start with President Trump, and then each of us just take a name. The names are there in italics on the bottom of page 3. Father, we stand in amazement at how you would get these important key leaders of this nation at such a gathering as a funeral, honoring a man who honored you. Thinking of President, Vice President, Secretary of State, Secretary of Human Services, Secretary of War, Director of National Intelligence, Chief of Staff. Lord, truly a remarkable lineup, really, when you think of all will be speaking of you. So we thank you for that. Bless Robert Kennedy, Lord, whose family has turned against him and the Democrats so mad at him, and yet he's standing for what he believes. And I think he's standing to do it for you. So bless him today and direct his words by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we close, I was thinking of singing this song, Grace, but I think I'll change and Phil Wickham fairly short, great things he has done. So let's just stand and praise to the Lord the great things he has done.
Come let us worship our King. Come let us bow at his feet. He has done great things.
Father, as we just think of those words, and Lord Jesus, you are our hero of heaven, and you conquered the grave. And I just pray that there would be so many reminded of that, maybe even informed of that, who don't even know that. The death has been conquered by you, and Lord, the enemy can wipe out in these bodies of believers as many as they want, and all it does is magnify your name. You cannot kill a believer. Living forever, may they know that, Lord. So may those who desire to shut mouths of those who are proclaiming for you, and may they come to know personally that you conquered the grave for them, Lord. Yes. And they can live eternally as you have created them in the image of God.
Yes.
By turning to you. Father, thank you. Thank you for meeting us here this morning.
Thank you.
And help us to be those lights, Lord, that you put in our path, Lord, those who are in our path that need that good news of the gospel, and they would see in us that we're yours. We would have that peace. We would have that joy, that radiance of your Holy Spirit shining forth through our lives, even without even opening our mouth.
Yes.
But But having seen that and even maybe being prepared by your Spirit, they would ask questions and we could answer them, Lord. We can't save anybody, but help us to shine for you, Lord, rightly, fully and completely. In Jesus' name, amen.